try not to get too lost in this notation, but just remember that our vector v is in fact the length of v times its unit tangent vector that points in that direction. So that's what we're calling t. So the left side of the equation in our first step is just v. And the right side is in fact the acceleration vector a written in the form of its tangential plus its normal components. And so it's easy to see with the distributive property how that multiplies out. In the next line, I hope you understand why vector t cross t is zero. That would be a vector that's in the direction orthogonal to both the vectors t and t, and would have length equal to the parallelogram spanned by the vector t in itself. And of course, that area is zero, so it's a zero vector.